Welcome to From the Outside In. I'm your host, Debbie Penzone. This episode with Zeta, Kendall, and Bren, a crew of our Penzone professionals, was recorded on location at Penzone Salon and Spa Polaris. In today's episode, you'll hear great tips and tricks about how to be the best version of yourself in this new year. You'll also get an update on all the safety protocols in place to keep everyone safe in our Penzone salons and spas. I'm excited for today's listeners to get to know a few of our spa professionals from Penzone Polaris. Zeta, you're first. So let's hear a little bit about you and your journey here to Penzone.
Well, I've done nails. I've been licensed for, I think, 25 years, even though I try not to admit that sometimes.
It goes by fast.
It goes by very fast.
Yes.
But I guess if you love something, you wouldn't think it's a long time.
Yeah.
I have been with company for, I think, 18 years now.
Okay.
I'm a senior professional. I do nails.
And you were here when we first opened Polaris, right?
I was here when we opened the very first day.
So that has to be exciting to see the whole renovation here.
100%.
Yeah, the big change here.
I love it. It's been a breath of fresh air and amazing. So yeah, I love working for this company. We have some of the best clients around and the staff is amazing. So it's a good place to be.
And are you from Columbus, Ohio?
I am from the short north. I live downtown on Goodell Park and it's just me, my husband, and my little chihuahua named Luca.
Oh, and I love to follow all of your stuff on Instagram. You also do a lot, I know, in the community, giving back and volunteering. And it's been a big part of our culture here at Penzone. And it's been great to be able to see you be able to volunteer for us and do so much.
I do love to do that stuff. So hopefully we can get back to doing some in-person events this year.
Yes, we are ready, aren't we? We're going to have some virtual ones coming up, but we are ready for those, you know, in-person. Kendall, you're up next.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your journey.
So I'm Kendall. I'm a master massage therapist here at Penzone, and I've been a licensed therapist for 11 years now, and this month marks 9 years that I've been here at the Polaris location.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I love to hear that.
It's
gone fast. Adding up those years with our team members. It is unheard of in our industry, and we are just so proud of that.
Yes.
So, and what got you into massage?
It was actually a suggestion from my mother.
Oh, wow.
I guess mother's intuition, she knew, because once I started, it was just a really good fit. And here, obviously, I've been here for 9 years now.
Yes.
I loved it. I actually grew up a little bit north of Columbus, but I came to this location in high school to get my hair done for prom and stuff. So I always kind of had it in the back of my head when I was in massage school. Like, I would kind of like to end up there. So it worked out.
And that is so great to hear from our team members now that, you know, I started when I was a young girl in high school going there as a client. Mm-hmm. And then it's so great to come back and be a professional here for us.
Yep.
So great to hear your story. Okay. And last but not least, Bren, tell us a little bit about your journey here and you.
Well, I've been an esthetician. Well, I've had my license since 2018.
Okay.
And then I started working here when I was 19. And now I just turned 22. So I'm still a little newbie, but I love this company so much. I really can't see myself doing anything else. But yeah.
And you have kind of been around to a couple different locations.
Mm-hmm.
So you started out at our Dublin Penzone Salon and Spa. And then now you transferred over here to Polaris.
Mm-hmm.
And do you still work over there at all?
So sometimes when they need me here and there, I'll go over there to do some makeup. But I also work at the Short North location on Mondays.
Oh, that's great to hear. I knew that was going on. I knew you were kind of popping around to the different locations. And it's just so nice to let our listeners know, because when they check out your Instagram and profile, it's nice to be able to see that you do kind of go to different locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know you probably do a lot of on-site bridals as well, that you go everywhere in, you know, Columbus for that.
Yes.
So. And did you grow up always wanting to do makeup and skin?
I've always had a very big interest in makeup. My mom let me do makeup when I was like wee little. So it's always been like something that I like to do for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's great. Thank you for sharing. It's great to hear those stories and get to share that with our community. And we all know we're ready. We're sitting here on a gray day in Columbus, Ohio, and we all kind of had to get motivated today. And, you know, it's this new year, and I can't think of, you know, a time when so many of us have been looking forward to this whole new fresh start. And, you know, just in general, you know, what are some of the things that each of you are doing to continue to be your best selves in this new year? Let's go ahead and start with Bren.
So for me personally, this year, I wanted to create more balance in my life just to help ensure I'm growing as an individual. and just to secure my mental peace and well-being this year, just because, I mean, for everybody, I'm sure this last year has been like an obstacle and difficult. So just like really focusing on myself this year to get me going. but
And it's so important to fill yourself up first. I know that's a part of our culture here.
Yes.
And being able to really focus on that is very important.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, Kendall.
So I am a very big reader. So I always have a reading goal that I'm working towards and doing different reading challenges to get myself outside of what I might normally gravitate towards. So that's always a big one for me. But then also this year, I'm trying journaling for the first time. And I'm really trying to set aside at least like twice a week to kind of check in with myself and see. Yes. So hopefully moving forward, I can stick with that. That's new, but I think it's a good thing to try.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. Just being able to just open up the page and just write whatever's inside your mind to get it out of your mind and on the page. Sometimes it feels so good to release that.
Yeah.
You know, without judgment, just whatever comes out.
Yeah, and especially after this year, I feel like we all have so many different thoughts about everything. So it's important to just get that out of you.
Yeah, yeah. And books for reading. Are there any certain kind of genre of books that you really tend to go towards? Or
I mean, I really kind of read whatever. It's. Yeah. I mean, I try to keep up on new releases and anything that interests me. And I'm in a few different book clubs on social media.
Oh, yeah. So. I love the book clubs. Yeah. That holds you accountable.
Exactly.
And like you said, even having a book challenge or setting something, a goal up just with yourself sometimes helps you just carry that through.
Yeah. So really whatever.
Okay. And Zaida.
So I think I felt that at the beginning of the year, I was watching too much news. So I kind of had made a goal with myself to watch a lot less news,
to
turn it off, to tune out a little bit, to take some time to practice yoga, to make myself do an online yoga class. That's something that I have to set time apart for. Uh-huh. And then honestly, I think that my husband and I, we just had a year where we gave ourselves all the treats. So we've been learning to cook and doing healthy and vegan meals and learning how to cook vegan has been really fun. So
And there's so much out there on the YouTube and on Instagram.
It's
and
really amazing.
And everything to be able to get some great recipes and visually see how they're cooking it and what they're doing.
Yeah,
to try
I mean,
it
it's amazing. I didn't know I could do some of the things in the kitchen that I could do. So that's exciting.
Yeah,
and then we meal prep like on Sundays so that we have, you know, a full week of meals for the work week. And I mean, it's not something I've ever done before. So I'm actually kind of like getting into that and that's fun.
And I love seeing that silver lining of couples coming together and learning, you know, new hobbies together or experiencing these, you know, fun things to do together too is really, I think, a big silver lining in this whole COVID year that we've gone through. Well, thank you. That's great hearing all of those tips of, you know, trying to keep on your best selves and keeping fresh for the new year. As it relates to our services that you offer in the salons, what do each of you recommend to jumpstart the new year on a right path? So let's go ahead. We'll start with Kendall first.
Yeah. So I think massage in general is going to be great. Obviously, over the last year, there are so many added stressors that we haven't typically dealt with. And so many people are still dealing with working from home, being in a different environment. And so I really would just suggest a custom massage for people really at any duration, 30, 60, or 90 minutes. And because with the custom massage, the day that the client comes in, we can kind of tailor it to however they're feeling that day, whether it be using some aromatherapy or using some hot stones and, you know, discussing different pressures. It's really just whatever you're in the mood for that day. So
yeah, and I love that customization that you guys do personally for each guest. I know for myself, it's amazing. Some days when I come in, I might feel like, oh, I just need to totally relax. Or other times I say, you know, I need energy.
Absolutely.
And then we use a different aromatherapy and a different oil to energize me.
Absolutely.
And then I really love the take home that I get. It's like, okay, my hips are tight or my hamstrings. And then just some guided tips on how to stretch.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Your knowledge is so expansive on sharing with our community on how we can take care of ourselves, not just in the massage room and getting a massage, but in between the massages.
Right, right. That's
what
very
we can
important.
Do at home, you know, ourselves to help us, you know, remain being able to not have those sore muscles or get tight or lower back and everything.
Yeah, so I think just massage in general is very beneficial at this time.
Always top on my list. Okay, Zeta.
I feel like I would suggest the signature custom pedicure. It would be the best time of the year to do it because everybody's been neglecting their feet.
Yes.
I mean, we haven't been anywhere. We haven't been on a beach. We haven't done anything like that.
Yeah.
But still the feet are like the best thing because you're going to be relaxed. You're going to get a massage during it. It's just like a luxurious thing to do for yourself.
Yeah. And the most important because our feet carry us through each day that we travel.
Exactly.
And like you said, we do. That's probably one of the things that we put last on our list.
Mm-hmm.
That should be up closer to the top of the list because we all need our feet to feel good because it makes a huge difference.
And it's going to be spring soon. It really is. So people are going to be seeing our feet again. So I think it's time to take care of those.
And especially with the dry weather, just being able to do, you know, I know we have some different wraps and different dips and different things like that we do to really help with dry skin.
Yeah. You customize the signature custom so you can pick your kind of scrub. Some of them are oil-based and some of them are, you know, salt-based. And you can also get a paraffin dip, which would be really nice right now because the heated wax just feels so good and it just locks in all the moisture.
And again, too, I know with you, because you've taken care of my feet before, I love how we have the little take-home recommendations. I love the cucumber heel therapy, I think is what I got last time because
CMD.
My heels were getting so dry.
The cucumber heel therapy is my favorite product for heels. It's really great.
And then mousse was really good too.
Double Defense. That's by Foot Logics. We sell that here at the spa too. So it's really nice. There's lots of things you can do to have some at-home maintenance.
Yeah, that customizing too to be able to see what we need in between is really important. Okay, Bryn.
So I recommend coming in to get one of our custom facials. And then before leaving, rebook for your next facial 4 to 6 weeks out.
Yes.
That way you can get yourself into a routine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our skin is the biggest organ in our body, so we need to take care of it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just with the custom facials, obviously it's custom to your skin type, whether it be oily, acneic, dry, all that good stuff. We can really incorporate all the products to help with any of those like common skin concerns.
Yeah, and I think too, I've really been happy to hear and see, you know, so many people now because the mask is are on and they think, oh, you don't have to worry about it because you have the mask over your face the whole time. But, you know, really seeing and hearing from our guests that it is really important to take care of your skin, even if you can't see it, you know, under that mask, that's really important. And I love how you talk about rebooking.
Yes.
Because time gets away from us.
Absolutely.
And to get back into that routine of taking care of our skin.
Yes. I feel like rebooking too kind of holds you accountable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you already have that scheduled. You might as well just come in, get it done.
Yeah.
And then you'll feel so much better afterwards.
And it fits their schedule so they don't have to worry about working around anyone else's schedule.
Yep.
And it's really taking care of themselves.
Yes.
And they look forward to that next appointment so much too that makes the 4 weeks or 6 weeks go by fast.
So fast, yes.
Oh gosh. And you know, just, you know, with the COVID still being a big part of our daily lives, let's, you know, walk our listeners through a visit at PennZone. Before we get into the specifics of some of the in-service rooms, what can be expected when you show up here at the PennZone Polaris Salon? And let's, you know, kind of collaborate together and go around and see, you know, what do you guys, you know, want to really promote and be proud of that our safety here, you know, has always been at the, you know, top priority in PennZone. So, Bryn.
Yes. So everyone has to wear masks all the time, unless you're getting, you know, a facial service where you obviously can't wear one at the time, but we still wear them as a professional. And then we also do temperature checks as soon as you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, social distancing when you're waiting on your professional to come out and get you and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kendall.
So PennZone has also recently installed an iWave air purification system, which eliminates 99.4 of the airborne pathogens, including coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
So it's not something you see, but it is something that's constantly making the air cleaner.
I wish you could see it. Wish you could see it. When we invested in putting those in all of our locations, I was so proud of us to take that stand to really invest in our environments, not just for our guests and our community, but so important for, you know, all of our team members like you that come here every day.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I know after we installed it, you know, we're like, okay, you know, I wish we could see in the air all of these magical things that are happening to really purify our air. I really believe it's not just going to help with coronavirus now, but in our future, just with you know, colds and flus and everything. So we're going to have a healthy, healthy environment and community here.
So then, and also in addition to that, on top of all the cleaning that the staff is doing while we're opened in the evenings, there is also professional deep cleaners coming in and doing more after the fact.
And that's kind of after hours. So sometimes, you know, our team and our guests don't get to see that. But it's so, so valuable to share because it's that investment, again, of as a professional cleaning company. Right. They know what they're doing and using hospital-grade cleaners. We feel so proud to be able to spotlight that as well. Zeta.
So I think that as our industry has always been super clean, that has just always been amazing to me because we use hospital-grade disinfectants and we actually have to take classes and be certified in those.
Yes.
But this year we've added the MicroSure professional grade cleaning products.
Uh-huh.
And they kill 99.99% of anything. So they basically work all the time.
Uh-huh.
And
it's on the surface.
It's on the surface. So anything that would touch the hard surface would automatically kill any bacteria.
Yeah.
And it works for 90 days.
So it really works for 3 months. And we do it every 30 days. But it's crazy. Something just like the air purification system, the iWave. Again, the MicroSure is something you can't really see, but it's a fogging system that we do every 30 days throughout the entire location. So
yeah, it's amazing.
So yeah, it makes you feel like all of those areas in the air and on surfaces are all safe and taken care of for us.
Wonderful.
And now for the in-room services, our industry is covered by strict sanitation protocols. And I know all of you guys have had to get certified above and beyond. Even in our license, we have to do that. But let's talk about the specifics in the room or getting a service with you and kind of walk us through that, Zeta, you know, through a manicure. And what's different in your process now?
Well, of course, we all wear masks. Uh-huh. But the nice thing is we also have dividers in between the client and myself. But we're going to make sure to wash hands before we start any service.
Uh-huh.
And then we actually can sometimes use hand sanitizer as well for, you know, a little added protection. And you would have your own space. You would be 6 feet away from the next guest.
Uh-huh.
And then we would start with doing the cuticles and making sure everything was all cleaned and filed. And then you get a nice hand scrub, which would be exfoliation.
Uh-huh.
Then we do a relaxing hand massage, which is, you know, right now, a nice little added touch. And then we just polish you with your selected choice of color and you're a new person.
And I guess with that, I feel so protective. And I guess to give the listeners a visual, it's like a plexiglass that comes right in between a barrier between you and the guest.
Exactly.
But then we put our hands underneath the plexiglass.
Yeah.
Over to the side that you can manicure it. So that barrier of that plexiglass is always between us, even when you're doing everything that you're taking care of with our nails and our hands.
Exactly. It's been really nice. It's worked out well.
Okay. Bryn, help our listeners envision a facial or a dermaplane service and what happens with that.
So before coming out to get you, we've already cleaned off all surfaces, the bed, and then any tools that we've been using.
Uh-huh.
And then you keep your mask on until we're ready to start the facial.
Mm-hmm.
I wear gloves too to protect any bacteria or anything that's on my hands.
Uh-huh.
And then I will do the facial, starting with a cleanse, using a good cleanser for your skin type. Then doing exfoliant, extracting any blackheads and blemishes. And then applying a mask that helps with any common skin concerns. And then performing a stress-relieving hand, arm, and foot massage.
Oh.
And then finishing with like a hydrating moisturizer. And then I'll leave the room, let you get dressed and everything, put your mask back on, and then we can walk out and do, we can wash our hands, all of that stuff, and then you're ready to go.
Oh, that sounds so relaxing. And I think too, I've heard from a lot of guests after you leave the room to let them relax a little bit. They're like, don't come back in for about 15 minutes. I'm taking a nap.
I always say, take your time.
Yeah, take your time in there. And I know I've experienced it where the mask, and then you can also wear a shield too, which that would create two barriers between you and the guest as well there. So that sounds great. Mm-hmm. Sign me up. I'm ready.
Right? I know it.
Kendall, let's hear a little bit about massage. Now, I know this is one that I get tons of questions on from my friends. And a lot of my friends ask me, you know, how can you do this with the massage? We get a lot of questions about this. So you guys are licensed and actually certified through the medical board. And I know we've worked really hard to have these really amazing procedures and protocols that we can have to still deliver this very safe in-room massage for our community.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously there's a big portion that's not seen, the cleaning in between clients before and after. All of the products that we use, we're doing either disposable or single-use containers. So we're washing thoroughly or throwing them away. And I think the number one concern from clients is, what is the mass situation for getting massage? And it's actually very nice. The way that we are doing it, as recommended by the state medical board, is when a client is laying on their stomach and they're face down on the table, they have their face in the face rest and they are able to remove their mask because we have it set up so they breathe down into the inside of a long pillowcase.
And that pretty much makes a mask.
Exactly.
For them.
It's just a big space for you to breathe into, but it's still keeping it enclosed so it's not spreading throughout the room. It definitely creates essentially a long mask that you're breathing down into and contains your breathing. However, it makes it so you're not having a suffocated feeling of being in the face rest with a mask as well. And then we just ask that when you flip face up, you pop your mask back on. Most clients, when they're face down, they said it feels like there's absolutely nothing because you do have the space of the pillowcase to breathe into. Yeah. It's been a relief to a lot of people coming in that that's something we've been able to implement.
Yeah, and even experiencing it myself, I love how Mary puts a little aromatherapy in there as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And that really kind of just sets the mood and just makes you feel so totally relaxed like that too as well. Yep. And I think too, you know, just really being able to share that we have our own laundry facility in every one of our salon and spa locations. And that cleaning the sheets and the laundry and the towels in between each guest, having a brand new, fresh, clean set matters. Mm-hmm. And we really take that time to do that for all of our guests and all of our team members. And we have our own laundry crew there that's there to keep our everything that we use, you know, clean and sanitized and safe, you know, for each new use, which is very important too, to kind of like talk about. Cause I know when you come in there and you see that fresh bed all made with all the clean linens, and it just feels so inviting. It's clear we'd love to welcome anyone and everyone in salons for the safest self-care you can find around. But if someone isn't quite yet feeling ready, what kind of routines can be established from the safety and comfort of their own home? So Kendall, let's go ahead and start with your ideas and thoughts.
Yeah, so I think my main suggestion as far as being in tune with your body would be to set some time aside and check in with your body and work in some stretching and some moving around. One thing that I've heard from many clients who are still working from home is that they easily are working much longer days because there's no separation from the office to the home.
Yeah.
And so, and then also, you know, with the colder months, I think it's easy to be more sedentary at home.
Yes.
So even if it's setting reminders on your phone to get up and walk around and stretch out, maybe do some jumping jacks, take a quick walk, you know, anything that you can remind yourself to check in. Okay, how am I feeling? Are my shoulders too tight? Do I need to leave my desk for a little while? I think that's really important.
And how many times a day would you suggest that, you know?
I mean, in a work day, at least like two or three times, just give yourself that break to walk away. Take the time to do it. Not everyone is great at doing that. Yeah. So like I said, even just setting an alarm on your phone, like
great
get up,
idea.
Leave your computer.
Great idea. That's great. Okay, Zeta, what do you think?
I think with all this time at home, it's kind of a good time to let your nails be natural and to focus on trying to hydrate because the hand sanitizer and all of the hand washing, that's been like a big problem for cuticles, obviously, because we're in our winter months. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest the solar oil is my favorite product of all time. I've used it for my entire career.
Yes.
But I think everybody should have a bottle of that at home. And when they're, you know, working from home or even just in the middle of the day, they could just rub that into their cuticles to make sure they're not getting any splits or any cracks. And then also, I really like the solar silk lotion. It actually has the solar oil whipped into it.
Ooh.
So it's just good to hydrate right now.
Yeah.
I think keeping the nail plates very moisturized is the only way to go because of all the sanitation. It's really causing
that's
some havoc. So.
Yeah, and I didn't even think about that. That's probably why my hands are a lot drier now.
Everybody's very paper thin right now. So those two products together they're a miracle worker.
And do that little self-care for yourself and doing a little massage on your fingers.
Little massage.
After being on the computer and everything else that everybody does all day long. So that's a great one. What would you say, Bren?
I would say, doing your research, figuring out what you think is going to be best for your skin. If you're extremely dry because of the winter months, or if you are struggling with any acne, any maskne, getting a good morning and nighttime routine and sticking to it. Sticking to it for at least a month to really see if your skin's cooperating well. If it's not, switching out one product here and there just to really get yourself into a good routine and making sure you're taking care of your skin while you're not wearing as much makeup.
Yeah.
While you're just sitting at home, maybe working, pop on like a hydrating mask.
Oh yeah, I love those. I love the sheet mask and the different kinds of masks that we have here that you can really do at home.
They're so easy too. Pop it on, take it off, or pop it on for like 10 minutes, take it off, throw it away, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and that's great. I think, really offering that, don't just try it and think it's going to change your skin in a week.
Right.
You really need a little bit of that time.
Yeah.
To really see how it's working and how your skin is, really changing from whatever product you're using.
Yes.
For me, it's been a good one. The under eye cream. Even understanding how long the product takes to really show that effect on your skin is really important.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, we're just going to go around one more time and just see if there's anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about coming in and getting a service here at Pennzone.
I feel like I would love people to come and see our new remodel because we had a little bit of a shutdown this year.
Yes,
so we had
epic.
Just gotten reopened. We had just gotten our legs and we can't wait to share the new remodel with people. So if they haven't been in and they want to come check us out, that would be an amazing surprise for them.
And I think what we'll do with this podcast is we'll also post the video of the epic transformation here at Polaris, the 14-week transformation that you guys went through is totally amazing to see how this entire salon was renovated and updated. We opened in December last year and then pretty much the first week of March, we had to shut down.
We want to share it with everyone. Yes. It's beautiful.
So. Fresh and new.
Yes. Yeah.
Kendall.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I would say is I know a lot of people are still hesitant about doing activities like this and stuff. And I would just recommend, especially if you're really in need, just give it a try. I've really heard people say a lot that they were so nervous about coming in, but after they've come in and experienced it, they're like, I don't know why I was so worried. You guys are doing a great job. Like, I didn't feel uncomfortable at all. So I would just really urge people to give it a try. If you're uncomfortable with anything, obviously speak up, but I have not had that experience. And I think you would be pleasantly surprised with how safe that you do feel here.
Yes. And I agree love with that you really spotlighted that. Hearing some of our reviews that our guests have been doing 5-star reviews about how safe and comfortable they feel once they got here.
Yeah.
And I think it's that unknown of not knowing.
Exactly.
So really being able to spotlight that and hopefully be able to share some videos with our community about, how the guest feels so safe when they walk in.
Right.
But it's great to be able to hear that feedback, from you with your guests once they walk in. They're like, oh yeah. And I think too, please do your research. I mean, I don't think there's any salon and spa safer in the United States than our locations because of all the investments that we have invested in the iWave and the MicroSure and even mask. It's really important for us, we provide the mask.
Mm-hmm.
So we never charge a guest. There's never a charge for any of that safety. We have it. Even the hand sanitizers are everywhere on everywhere throughout our locations. And they're here, free for everyone to keep the environment safe. So that's a real big one too. I think that sometimes people don't realize that we provide all that and want to do that for our guests and our team members. Bren.
So just really kind of going off what you guys were just talking about is like just feeling confident that we've done literally everything that I could even possibly think of to keep it safe for not only like professionals, but also the guests. Things that I really didn't even know that could be like causing germs or, the air purification. Like that's amazing to me. And really like I come here and I think I feel more safe here than I do going to like obviously the grocery store. But like, I don't know. We've just really gone above and beyond.
Thank you. I think that makes everybody feel so good because you guys work here every day.
Yeah.
And I think that was the most important thing, you know, even when we voluntarily shut down, that the day one before we had to, they mandated everybody to shut down. When we voluntarily shut down, the number one thing on our minds was the safety of our team members and our guests, of course, and our community. But number one, it was like, you know what? We just want to voluntarily close right now until we know what's going on. And we didn't care how much it cost or what happened. It was all about the safety of our team and our environment. So it makes me feel so, you know, happy to hear you say that because that is the reinvestment. You know, we want you to feel safe here and in this great environment to continue to be able to work in a great environment. So I really appreciate you sharing that. So, and you know, how can our listeners connect with each of you? Instagram, Facebook, social media. I know we have our Pennzone website as well with profiles. So, Ren.
Yes. So I have an Instagram.
Okay.
And my name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at Pennzone. And you can DM me, email me. My email is on there. And then also I have the link in my bio that you can just click on and go straight to my webpage and book with me.
Great. Yeah. That makes it way too easy.
Right?
And I love being able to see your makeups and your eyebrows and your dermaplane, I think you had on there too.
Yes.
Great to really see your talents in action as well. Zeta.
So I have the Facebook profile too. I'm Zeta at Pennzone. And I do have the Instagram. I love my Instagram.
Okay.
I love doing nail art. I love sharing that kind of stuff with people. I have the link to book with me and my Instagram profile as well. And I like people to maybe go there and check it out. If they have any ideas that they wanted to do nail art before they wanted to come see me or do anything like that, they can always go and see kind of an idea of what I do.
And you're very popular out there on Instagram with pictures. I remember a story that was really exciting to hear from you. Somebody brought in some nail art and you're like, wait a minute, I did that.
I did that, yeah. She actually found the picture on Pinterest. And it was a picture from my Instagram that somebody had pinned to Pinterest.
Oh my goodness.
And then she brought it back to me and asked me if I could do that art. And it was actually my work. So that was one of the best days ever. I loved that.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah. I remember that story. It was such a great story. Like, wait a minute. That is mine.
I couldn't believe it.
And Kendall.
Yeah. So I am not on Instagram. So I'm just a little less visual. But I do have a Facebook. It's just Kendall at Pennzone. So if anyone has any questions about the massage services we offer or, you know, if they have something specific they want worked on, knowing if we can do that, anybody can absolutely reach out and I can help them with that.
That's great. Thank you for sharing.
Of course.
I have just really enjoyed being with the team here at Polaris Pennzone, the spa team. And I've loved just enjoying to be able to spotlight each one of you and share your story. And also just a little behind the scenes for our community and our guests to come in and spoil themselves with some self-care with each of you. So Bryn, Kendall, and Zeta, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to From the Outside In. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, you can follow me on Instagram at Debbie Pennzone. I'm Debbie Pennzone. You are exactly who you need to be.